Rabotai, Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Kitavo. As the Gemara tells us that we're always noheg to read Parashat Kitavo and Nitzavim that have the klalot before Rosh Hashanah in order to signify Tichle Shana v'kidlevoteha, Tachel Shana u'birchoteha b'zat Hashem. So, in the brachot, you know, although we have 98 klalot in this week's parasha, the klalot are preceded by a whole list of brachot. The Torah tells us, one of the famous brachot, the Torah says, is Baruch Ata Ba'ir uVaruch Ata Basadeh. Blessed are you in the city, blessed are you on the field. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Zayin, what is the bracha of Baruch Ata Ba'ir uVaruch Ata Basadeh? Sheyehe Bet HaKiseh Samuch LeShulchano. Which means that the Bet HaKiseh should be close to the, to a person's table. What does that mean? Listen carefully. Agon of Shalom Shvadron, he was the Magid of Yerushalayim, Gaon Atzum. So he, today's actually the yahrzeit of his Rebbe, Gaon of Elyahu Lapian, the Lev Eliyahu. So Rav Shalom Shvadron, who was a Talmud of Rav Eliyahu Lapian, and also the Magid of Yerushalayim, also the brother-in-law of Rav Shalom Zalman Auerbach, he illustrates this with a story. He says that once there was a, somewhere in Europe, I think it was in Slonim, there was a group of maskilim. You know what maskilim were? People who believed in the Enlightenment. They were like the first reforms. So there was a group of them sitting over there. And there was a chassid from Slonim, a chassid shiid, who was sitting next to them. And they were talking about how important it is to learn limudei chol, how important it is to learn the arts and all sorts of subjects like math and whatever. It's so important. They were putting even more emphasis on it than even learning Torah. And they brought a ra'ayah. They said, look, even the Rambam, who was Avi HaPoskim, he was also Baki in all of these subjects and sciences and Zachin. He says, even the Rambam, you see how important it is. The Chassid Slonim turned around to these guys and he said, you're a bunch of fools. You know why? He says, I'll explain it to you. Derech Mashal. What happened? There was a poor man. He skinned everything. Everything he tried in life, you know, people have such a mazal. Anything he touched, any business he tried, and he said, miskin ayah, we call it in Hebrew mazal nachs. You know what that means? Huh? Yeah, miskin. What, in Persian? Yeah, miskin. Everything he touches turns to ash miskin. Yeah, en no shum panasa, en no shum klum. He's always, so he says, you know what? I'm not matzlech in work. I might as well go to learn. So he started coming to a shir of the Rav Ayir. He gave a shir in the Fiyami every day. Coming every day. Finally, they hit Masechet Shabbat. Yeah, by the way, this past cycle, the beginning of Masechet Shabbat, we got hit with COVID. I don't know if you remember. Yeah. The feud of Masechet Shabbat, that was the first day of COVID.
Wow.
And last cycle of Masechet Shabbat in the beginning was Hurricane Sandy. It was, it's very interesting. I don't know, man. There's obviously a message there, something to do with Shabbat. No?
Yeah.
Anyway, Mikol Makom, you knew that? Shabbat Dafyud was March 15th, first day of COVID. First day of lockdown of COVID. Anyway, Mikol Makom. Huh? Yeah. So this guy came to the shir. Finally, the Rav hit Shabbat of Kafe. The Gemara says over there, Tanura Banan, Ezu Ashir. What's a rich person? Yeah. Now, as soon as he heard that, what's a rich person? What makes a person rich? His ears perked up. This guy says, oh! Now I got it. He says, what? Says the Gemara. Ze sheyesh lo bet hakiseh samuch leshulchano. The Gemara says, that's a person who has a bathroom next to his table. He says, the guy thought to himself, he says, now I have the winning formula. He says, nobody ever thought of this before. I just heard it from the Gemara. Here's my lucky break. I'm finally going to do it. So he comes home. He takes out big loans. He tells his wife and children, he says, go take a trip for 2-3 days. He says, I need to do some construction. I need to do some renovations in the house. So, sends his wife and children away. He comes and he digs, he gets workers. They dig a pit, they dig a hole, and they put, right in those times, they didn't have indoor plumbing. They didn't have toilets. It was like a cesspool. So what does he do? He digs a cesspool right in the middle of the living room, right next to the dining room. He says, the Gemara says, how do you get rich? Bet HaKiseh Samuch LeShulchan. So his wife comes back 2 days later with the kids and she sees that there's some renovations in the house. There's something in the middle of the living room that's covered over. She asked him, what renovations did you do? So he said, now I heard a segula from the Gemara. The Chachamim said, and in order to become rich, you have to put a bet kiseh, you have to put a cesspool right next to your table, your dining room, and then you're going to become rich. He says, I know it might be a little bit difficult, but in order to make it big, you have to make some sacrifices. So it took a few days, obviously. Chutz me'akavod started to stink in the house. Eventually, it started stinking so much. The wife and children, they said, we can't stay anymore. They moved out. They said, I can't handle anymore. A few more days passed, and the stench got so bad, even the neighbors from the neighboring houses, they started moving out as well as a result of the smell. But the guy standing firm, he says, this is my sacrifice for wealth. Eventually, a few weeks passed. It got so bad, even the guy himself moves out. He says, I can't take it anymore. He saw that at the end of a few weeks, he still didn't make a dollar. And now he has chovot and whatever. He goes to the Rav and he says, Rebbe, you remember I came to the Daf Yomi Shir and we learned in the Gemara, Ezo Ashir, Zeh Sheyeshlo Bet HaKiseh Samuch LeShulchano. He says, I did it, but nothing happened. What's pshat? The Rav tells him, says, what are you talking about? You shote. He says, that's not, the Gemara doesn't mean Ezo Ashir, what do you do to become rich? And you do this and this. He says, no, that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means Ezo Ashir. You want to know a siman of a person who's ashir. That's when he has a bet kiseh in his house next to his table. Why? What does that mean? The Rav explained to him, when a person's rich, he has a big house, 4, 5, 6 bedrooms, so he can afford to have a bathroom in his house. He can afford to take one of the rooms in his house and turn it into a bathroom. That's a siman that he's rich. But if a person doesn't have these 4 or 5 rooms, if a person's poor and he puts the, obviously it's not, you don't put it right in the middle of your living room next to your dining room, because if you do that, even the one normal room that you have in your house, which is your dining room, you're going to stink it up as well, which is what you did. You completely misunderstood the Gemara. That was the Mashal. The Hasid turns to the Maskinim, to the Reforms, and he tells them, you're a bunch of fools. He says, What are you bringing a ra'ayah from the Rambam? The Rambam was such a gaon, he was so rich in Chochmat Torah, he could afford to dedicate some compartments of his mind to the other studies, to math and to sciences and to medicine and to Zachin, and that would not corrupt his Chochmat Torah. But you guys were so poor of Torah, you have nothing in your brain of the Torah. If you dedicate even what you have, that space in your brain that you have, to the arts and the sciences and the math and the other chokhmot, that's going to corrupt anything, even the tiny amount of Torah that you have. So never, ever compare yourself to the Rambam. Rabotai, if you look at the Orach Chaim HaKadosh in this week's parasha, the Torah Kedosha, it says, V'samachta b'chol atov. What does it mean? V'samachta b'chol atov, when the Torah says, and you shall be happy with all the good. En tov ela Torah, says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. If people would only know the beauty and the goodness and the light of the Torah Kedoshah, they would go nuts over it and they would leave everything else in pursuit of the Torah Kedoshah. So Rabotai, before Yom Adin, now is the time where we have to be mitchazik. Start being mitchazik, mechazik one another, mitchazik b'Torah Kedoshah, yimud ha-Torah, hachzakat ha-Torah, kiyum ha-Torah, and b'ezat Hashem, in that merit, will be zoche likatev l'chatem l'chaim tom shalom, shana tom v'urechet, Shabbat shalom, and ktiva v'chatimah tova. Thank you all for listening, and Shabbat shalom. Kol tov. Tzlacha rabba.